Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And Adam has brought his friend.
I bring my friends. We're having a sleepover. We're gonna eat cereal and watch cartoons.
Adam has brought Bill, who is like-minded.
Hello.
Hello,
I think
Bill.
That's the best, most concise way to describe him.
That's a very... He
is like-minded. He is one of us. Join us.
So... I will start because I took this show seriously, Adam, and I watched TV.
You know what? I was taking things seriously, too. I needed to finish Daredevil because when I start things, I finish them.
Okay, well, I haven't finished
it. And I've almost finished Daredevil.
And I haven't quite finished it.
I still have the last episode. I knew. I was sitting there. I was like, I could watch one more Daredevil or I could start House of Cards. And I still feel like I made the right decision.
All right.
Because I'm telling you, Daredevil season 3, I won't go into detail, it's spectacular.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, is it good.
We've already talked about Daredevil, so you can just...
We
have a lot to discuss, actually, because we need to talk about Disney+. But first, I need to talk about Naked Chris Pine. There was much to do.
Have they done a new Star Trek Blu-ray?
Yes, it's called Naked Chris Pine.
Naked Chris Pine edition?
When Outlaw King was debuted at Cannes, there was much talk about this 5 seconds, which I had totally forgen about till I started the movie. Went, oh yeah, this is a naked one, I think. If I didn't know that there was going to be a naked scene in this, I would have missed it. That's not a commentary on Chris Pine. It's just, it's one of the...
Listen, I will defend all Captain Kirks. William Shatner, Pine... I also defend the Jack Ryans, okay?
It went by so quickly that, and the way it was lit, it was like, honestly, I guess there was full frontal, but you would have to freeze it and go, huh, oh yeah, there it is.
So likely he was naked for longer in Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This is, you know, of all the things I thought that we were going to touch on first, like if I would have done a top 100 things, not even in the top 1,000, I'd be like, we're going to talk about Chris Pine, mm-hmm, when he in his skivvies. Like, no, would not.
Nope. No. Sans skivvies.
Yeah, like skivviless.
I didn't think that's where, like,
it was going.
This road was going to lead.
Yeah. Now, I didn't know anything about Robert the Bruce. I knew about Bruce Springsteen, and there is a lot of Bruce yelling, and so that made me think of it. But I didn't know much about him, and so I looked him up. He's a really big deal.
Like Robert the Bruce from Braveheart? Robert the Bruce?
Yeah.
Is this connected to the Braveheart universe?
Yes.
Is there a Braveheart universe?
You will see William Wallace's arm in this movie.
Tell you the tale of William Wallace.
So he is mentioned. Apparently they're cousins. For real.
No, why did you? Yeah.
I knew that. So, at the movie's start, William Wallace is hiding in the woods or something. They say.
You're hurting me. Like,
He never appears. Just his arm. The rest of his body has been removed from the arm.
Well, right. Well, I saw Braveheart. Just like everybody else. Yeah.
I didn't.
What?
I didn't either.
But I've seen so many scenes of it, I actually feel like I've seen it.
I own the... like three versions of the Blu-ray, guys.
Yeah, but
I have it on VHS.
Three versions of everything.
Still, not all of them. Movies that I love.
Okay.
And also the Laserdisc.
Yeah.
I know he meant that in a joking way, but...
It is true.
I figured it was true. I was waiting on
confirmation. I do have the Laserdisc.
So, no one's painted blue in this. Let me just cut to the chase. I found out stuff about the history of Scotland I did not know, and I looked it up on Wikipedia, and I went, huh, it looks like most of this is correct. For any story,
what a fact check there.
Exactly.
Like, New
That's
York
all
Times.
I needed. I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Have you confirmed your source? Well, they didn't look like they were lying. Well, that's good enough for me. Print it.
So there is that. So I didn't know anything about these people, so I looked them up and I went, huh, why didn't I know about them? And went about my day. It is a well-made film. Here's the problem. We've talked about this a lot mostly with movies. I have no complaint about the acting. The film is well-made. However, even though I haven't seen all of Braveheart, Braveheart, I know, stirs a lot of emotion. And you get behind it.
Yeah.
Okay? I know, the big speech, rah, all that.
That's, nope.
Yeah. there was some, in Braveheart.
Okay, all great. Yes, there was that.
But...
You basically summed up Braveheart. That's...
To me, Braveheart is just one long movie that is actually Aragorn's speech before the gates, but not this day, combined with the Independence Day speech. That's how I feel Braveheart is. It's those two speeches combined. But
Braveheart is some kind of strange amalgamation between Independence Day and The Lord of the Rings.
Just those speeches.
No one has ever
just those speeches.
Described that movie in that way, which, by the way, predates both of those films.
But they're blue, and there's more. Okay, so.
So it's also got some Avatar and just random throat
Mel
singing.
Gibson isn't blue through the whole? Okay.
No.
All right.
I just.
Maybe
we're
going
to have to reserve this for a separate podcast. Like, I can dissect Braveheart like I can dissect a Star Wars movie.
Well, yes, it does. It is in the Braveheart universe. We only see his arm. It didn't end well for William Wallace. However, I didn't feel like, I wasn't feeling really for or against anyone. This was my takeaway, and this could be my bias, because I often think of things like, what if I'd been born in a different time? I don't see how the human race survived the medieval period. This movie really captures that.
A lot of them didn't.
This really captures.
Like, you remember what Thanos wanted to do in Infinity War?
Medieval times did that.
They essentially did that. Just killed half the population.
Mm-hmm. So they really, I think, convey, you know, the last scene in the Holy Grail before the car shows up?
We're talking about Indiana Jones?
Monty Python.
Fair enough.
And it's just a lot of fighting and it's muddy. This is muddier, okay?
I love our renditions. Our summing up of Braveheart is a combination of Lord of the Rings, Independence Day. What were the medieval times? There was mud. It basically, like, if you're at a dirty gas station and, like, you got drunk and got into a fist fight, that's medieval times, kids. Next.
The Foley artists that worked on this movie, The Outlaw King, on Netflix, now, they must have had so much fun. Because of all of the, just the walking in the mud and the bugs, because that's how they help defeat the English, we'll use the land. And so they use the land, and everyone's like, five times, don't go in the bog. They go in the bog, and they're all, that kind of thing.
So it's the...
There's a lot of
is
hacking.
Is it the bog of eternal stench from Labyrinth?
Like, kind of. There's a lot of hacking. Not just the coughing hacking, but the hacking. There's a lot of hacking and blood splatter.
So it's sadder than the scene in the mud in...
This is most of the movie.
Never-ending story, is what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah. There's the drawn and quartering of his brother. And it was like, I'd never really thought about the quartering. Whoa, hot dogs everywhere.
That seems like they use that to solve problems way too much in that time period. Like, the same way that, like, you and I might say, check Wikipedia or Google that, I think that's what they did.
We're
going
to hang them?
Hey, drawn and quarter that. I'll be like, wait, what? No, what?
That's really gross, you know? Never really thought about it, but thanks to Netflix, I feel I've seen it happen. So,
I feel like I've experienced it. I have a doctorate in drawn and quartering now.
So as I watch fight after fight after fight, and I'm not anti-fight, but as I'm watching them, all I'm thinking is, and they didn't have any antibiotics, and there's no treatment for any of this.
Oh, and they're not sterilizing those instruments.
No, they are not.
And that's if they had instruments. Like,
so you really see the muck and the mire of medieval times, and they stay dirty a lot.
You could basically call medieval times infection, huh?
Yes.
That's...
And it's very... They do clean them up once in a while, because, you know, Chris Pine, you don't want to waste that. So they wipe the mire off of him on occasion. Even though his beard... Which, well, of course they could color it, but his beard is of such an interesting graying pattern. I almost want to think, because his hair was not the same color as his beard. And I almost want to think that might actually be his beard.
I was going to say, I have gray in my beard, but mm-hmm. I don't have gray in my like hair mm-hmm. yet. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I think.
That is entirely plausible.
And the problem is he can't beam out of any of his situations.
No, he cannot use different characters that he's played
no.
in other movies that he's in.
So the story is, after Wallace is trying not to be, you know, cut up, he failed at that. All of the lords, the ladies had nothing to do with it, in Scotland, they all had to pledge their fealty to the King of England. And then Wallace gets cut up.
Edward Longshanks.
They're not happy.
Yeah, no.
So after they cut up William Wallace, it falls to Robert the Bruce. But you see, Robert had a problem with another guy, and both of them were legitimate heirs to the throne of Scotland. It's not direct, but they're both legit.
It's like Game of Thrones, but with a lot less nudity and dragons.
Yes.
Yeah. That's basically Scotland.
This is why I got on the Wikipedia. You see a scene of him going to talk to the guy he has a problem with, and they're in a church because, you know, sanctuary. I don't know. They're in a church, and the guy says, oh, no, I'm going to tell the king on you, and he's going to kill you, which he totally would. And so in the church, boom, he kills the guy. Unexpected. And I went, is that for real? Wikipedia says it is. So now this guy is a murderer.
And they call Angela Lansbury in.
Yes.
To solve the crime.
Yes.
But it's not in Cabot's Cove, so how did...
It's the muck and the mire.
Fair enough.
So then you also get to see how the church was different then, in that they were a power unto themselves.
Churches were different. They were less, let's say, philanthropic and more, let's say, tyrannical and murderous.
Well, this little bunch of monks, they weren't very murdery. However, they didn't want...
Shouldn't monks not be murdery ever? I mean, unless...
Wasn't Sean Connery a monk
you're
in
a bulletproof
Name of the
monk
Rose?
Or... Yeah. Wait, hold on. What I was talking...
Sean Connery, Name of the Rose? Was he murdery in that? Or
I don't,
he got murdered? You haven't seen that?
I don't know.
It's my favorite monk movie.
I was probably seven when that movie was released.
Shut up.
I'm just pointing out.
Anyway, so the church leaders, they have this big to-do. Do we excommunicate him? Because, you know, super Catholic... And then they said, well, wait a minute. If we do that, he can't help us either. And we don't want the king in our business.
Not for reasons that involve, like, we shouldn't kill people.
No. Okay. No, right. He confessed. So they said, that's cool, man. We understand you had to do it. So the church gets behind him and helps him. And that's interesting as well. And so forth. So you also have the Prince of Wales as... Niedermeyer. He acts as Niedermeyer, and the same thing happens to him that happens to Niedermeyer. He's killed by his own men.
Basically, you don't help Robert the Bruce, is what you're saying. Like, if you get in with this guy,
well, the Prince of Wales really hated him. So, but the Prince of Wales eventually became the King of England, and then his men killed him. So he got Niedermeyered. And Robert the Bruce was a big deal.
So if you're in the aristocracy and your men don't kill you, and you're not a peasant, and like let's say plague doesn't, is there anything in that time period that did not end in death? Like, is there a middle ground where you only get like mild dysentery?
No. This is what I really noticed during that movie, and I thought, oh yeah, they had some serious chanting going on that was really great because the big buildings, nice sound system.
They got some nice acoustics.
And so apparently,
You get stabbed in the church, but man, that singing was heavenly.
Exactly. So if you get, you only live to be, let's say, 25 if you're lucky.
you get to 15 and you're like, I'm having a midlife crisis,
that's
guys.
Right. Everyone else, man, they get to hear the great music. And everyone's dying early anyway, if you survive. Because again, the Wikipedia, it's like, you know, died in childbirth, died in childbirth. It's like, oh my God.
Did they know that people had like gray hair or like your teeth fell out at a certain age? Because like every, like you got to 34 and they're like, well, you're going to the old folks home.
He died at 54 and there was rumor that he had leprosy. But
his father had leprosy. So that's.
There you go.
Yeah. Apparently it's hereditary.
The thing. And
actually, everybody probably had leprosy.
I think they did.
Just everybody had mild degrees of leprosy.
I'm getting better. So it was interesting in
is
that.
Is this your finger?
It was interesting in that I didn't know a lot of this stuff. As a movie that was entertainment, as in to draw me in on an emotional level, it did not. Because I was too grossed out thinking about the germs and the mud. But that, again, could be my fault.
That's your particular caveat. It may not be everyone's.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Yes. But it is well done. I can't really find a lot of fault in it. I just wasn't... There's no snappy dialogue going on here. Really?
I'm sorry Robert Downey Jr. didn't show up and, like, quip your way to the credits.
The only really
Aaron
funny.
Sorkin wasn't available for a rewrite on Outlaw King.
The only really funny thing was the guy named Douglas, who the king said, you know, your name means nothing now. You have no honor, because he wanted his lands back and the king didn't like him.
Very Klingon of him.
Yeah. He survives and he's killing everybody. And every time he does, Douglas is my name. And I'm thinking, well, if you kill him, they can't tell anyone else, you know. And so he just keeps yelling, Douglas, my name is Douglas. What's my name?
And they're like, Spartacus. And he's
it
like, no.
It doesn't matter what your name
that's
is.
That's not my name.
So he was kind of
So Dwayne
funny.
Johnson, does he show kind up at any
no.
point?
So I guess Douglas.
Tell you what I'm going to do, medieval Scotland. tell you what The Rock here. Tell you what Stonehenge is going to do. That's what he called himself back then.
So that is the Outlaw King. If you're watching it for the nudity, stay that's, for the
that's a weird
the muck
thing
and mire.
To bring in like what is probably a multi-million dollar like show on you just be like yeah well there's nudity and they're like oh what sold
and then the last scene just kind of annoyed me and I'll tell you why everything's all dirty and bleh, and I'm talking like snottery and vomity.
Well,
but no boils.
As we establish, leprosy is like running.
Nobody had leprosy.
It's running like Tom Cruise wild. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So at the end, you know, his wife is returned to him, and so you have just it was like a Hallmark movie, and it was in such stark contrast. I realized it was probably the only sunny day there, and they're on the beach.
It rains a lot in Scotland, as I understand it.
They're on the beach, and so she is in a carriage, which stops just so she can run with her little arms out to meet his horse, which could have just ridden up to the carriage, also pulled by horses.
Yeah, but that's not cinematic.
No. But you see, it was so
Wait,
jarring.
Did she stop it, or did it get stuck in mud?
No,
because
no, no,
that
she...
apparently happens in Scotland, too.
And they're like right next to the water, as in, wow, huh, I guess it's low tide. You sure you want to be horsing around there? So there's that. And then, you know, J.J. Abrams had just a little bit of lens flare. And
do
it was
you
over.
Make do you make these comments aloud, or are these all in your head when you're talking to the TV show that you're watching?
It depends,
a little bit
to be
above.
Honest. I mean, I saw this by myself.
Like, did you snicker to the television outlet? Was it, why aren't you walking up to it?
I kind of went, seriously? Lens flare? After all this? But
J.J. Abrams actually does not have the copyright to lens flares. Like you, I mean, you would think the way he puts them in, because I mean, it's like product placement, the way he throws those things in there.
So that's the Outlaw King. It's fine.
it's fine. I mean, there aren't boils and there's a lot of dirt, but Captain Kirk's naked.
Yeah. So
I guarantee you there is no other entity out there that reviewed it
quite
in,
like this
in quite that way.
No, I think it'll be Chris Pine's favorite.
His favorite thing he's done, or his favorite review.
Of?
I don't. If we can get him on the show, we can ask him.
Yeah,
we can ask him. But I don't know that he is going to agree with that.
I didn't find his accent laughable, but I also didn't know exactly what he was supposed to sound like. So. He wasn't quite Willie.
I don't
the
know if this is authentic because I don't know what authentic sounds like.
That's right.
So it's like the people that said Taco Bell was the best Mexican restaurant. They're like, this is fantastic. It's supposed to be out Mexican food. And they're like, it's not. It seems that way. Are you sure?
Yeah, who knows? So my other bit of homework was to watch Charmed on Hulu.
The 15-year-old show?
Is Charmed? Now rebooted.
What?
Now, I was aware of the original one. I knew who the actors were. I want to say someone was named Prue, because that stuck
Shannon,
in my head.
Shannon Doherty
I don't
was
know.
There, I don't, possibly.
But I knew...
It crossed over into 90210, maybe?
All I knew is what they were three sisters, and then maybe a fourth, or someone switched. I didn't know if they, Durwood Bewitched... switched or actually brought in a new actor. I didn't know what happened there.
I think you're starting to mix up your witch universes. Like, it sounded like you went Hocus Pocus there for a minute, then you dipped into some Bewitched.
All I know is there were different people.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
So I don't know if the same character.
There's
I didn't
three
care.
People. Could have been. They were actresses. I remember that.
Yes.
I know that.
And
Alyssa
they...
Milano was there.
Bill seems to be more informed about this than we do.
Alyssa Milano was there, and they're... They cast spells, not aspersions.
Now, are you just basing that on the fact that they're witches?
Yeah.
Like, because that's whatever the parallel of being racist about witches is.
That's witches.
Is that what it is?
I guess I made it up. It's witches. So I knew it existed, and they wore pretty clothes, and people watched it. I didn't care.
I think Aaron Spelling produced it.
Sure.
I think.
That sounds right.
Is that true?
Okay.
Did I make that up?
Anyway, so I don't know if this is the same storyline as in how they got this way, because in the pilot, their mother is killed, and they then find out they are witches, because all of a sudden they start having powers, and there are just two of them, and then they find out there is a third who had a different baby daddy and was raised by her dad in order to be saved from... whatever.
And they all get their letters from Hogwarts.
Practically. They do get a British handler, much like in Buffy. And they...
Which is also being rebooted.
Yes. And they're the three, as opposed to the one. They're the three, and they're meant for something. And then some lizard guy says, "It has begun." I don't know what has begun.
Are you sure you're not talking about one of the Harry Potters?
No.
This sounds a lot like...
It is the new Charmed, and it is on the CW, so it has all of the CW things. It has...
superheroes?
Lesbians.
And characters from Archie comics.
And a lot of varying degrees of handsome boys, and cute outfits, and a little... just I'm talking a C-level snark. I mean, they could really step up the snark, but once in a while, there are exchanges. It's very, very geared to the CW audience.
So the median age is like 21, whereas in like the median age on CBS is like 107.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So I am quite sure this will be successful because it's just, it's checking all of the marks there.
It's hashtag trendy.
And my 13-year-old has asked to watch the next episode of Charmed. I know. So clearly she was entertained by it at a greater level than I was. I didn't hate it. I just didn't feel the need to watch any more of it.
As I want to remind,
okay, I wasn't paying attention.
You and I are oftentimes not the demographic for a lot of the things that we talk about.
Well, I love The Flash. That's on the CW. Supernatural is my life.
Well, and I listened to the episode where you guys talked about Supernatural, and it made me super happy because
Bill,
I'm a huge Supernatural.
Oh my god! Oh dear! I'm gonna leave the room, guys.
It
like
has been
you
unleashed.
You two can catch
Supernatural
up.
Supernatural is the best. This is not, in my mind, you can like all the CW shows and be kind of the same demographic, but the Charmed demo, they would watch Supernatural because they're cute, but not because of the soundtrack, the boss car, and any of the references. I don't see him getting the references.
The catch about Supernatural is like it has been on so long, it is old enough to be the demographic that the CW is looking for. Like, I mean, honestly, like, no. What are we, 15th season?
And that's why we like it. Because we at the time that it came out,
you were the demographic, like whenever it
whenever it originally aired,
So, Charmed, I think, is going to be hit for what it is. It has enough funny and kill off the parents in a Disney fashion type of thing. So it's just, you know, I'm going to college. I'm, you know, they're all doing stuff.
As a parent, and this is not a problem that I experienced 20 years ago, I'm really tired of them killing the parents.
Yeah.
Kill somebody else. Like, get like a smart aleck uncle, like maybe a saucy grandma. Like, let's stop killing the parents. Like, I think Disney by itself has slaughtered enough parents for whatever the quota of parental murder like is, if there is one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
They didn't kill off the parents in Moana.
Okay, they didn't kill off the parents in Moana, but they killed off the grandmother.
They had probably killed so much of them. They're like, guys, you can't do it in this movie. You've used up all your parental murder. Mm-hmm. You have to stop.
So, by the way, Charmed. I'm sure it'll end up on Hulu, but it is
currently
CW.
On CW. Yeah.
Yeah, and
well, actually, does most of CW stuff not end up on Netflix first? I know the DC stuff does.
So CW only airs to live, and then any on demand goes directly to their service, like their streaming service.
It's like
then as soon as the season ends, like
when the current
2, maybe 3 weeks after it ends.
Yeah, it's something
Netflix.
Like that. Yeah. I was saying. Like,
they have this really weird deal with Netflix where like it's almost exactly 2 or 3 weeks after the season ends.
But you get the whole season dropped on you on Netflix. So if you don't want to do it like the old folks did in the 70s and 80s and get like an episode a week, like you can do your binge drop on Netflix, you just got to wait 8 months.
Mm-hmm. So there is that. I think the people who it's geared toward are going to love it. And I didn't hate it. I just, not Supernatural.
This is the reason they don't put our quotes on posters. We're just like, well, there weren't enough boils in this particular one. And I'm going to tell you, like, the leprosy was just where it needed to be. Like, you don't sell Blu-rays with those quotes. If you and I want to be more Blu-ray centric or friendly, we're gonna have to find different quotes.
Now, let me ask you: does it stick with the CW line on violence? Because, let me give you an example. Like, I watched The 100. I watched Supernatural. Obviously, those shows are very given to having violent moments. Like, does it sort of follow
that
path?
Well, there's a lot of, there's going to be violence, but, oh, I can stop the knife. And there's, she's. Yeah, kind of stabbed him, but still, it wasn't.
Question. Yes? How do you kind of.
Well, they brought him back, and then somebody killed him again.
Okay. All right. Question answered.
Oh, they told him to bugger off. I thought someone killed him again because he was insufferable. Oh, okay. The demon. Yeah, guy turned.
And nobody had
crackly.
A ruddy, great big scar on their forehead of a lightning bug.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's fine. But yeah, I would say it's right there on that level. It's not anything that you're going to go, unless you're maybe 7.
It's not HBO, but it's also not like Disney Afternoon.
Well, but like Supernatural, you know, they've gotten in recent years a little more progressive with their violence.
I would say this is not there.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah, I guess they did. But no, that was Sabrina where they ate somebody.
No. The demon at the party, the cowgirl, the demon ate her.
Okay, I missed that part.
There's cannibalism. Cannibalism's cool.
All right. Yeah, it's fine. It's no biggie.
That's what the C in CW stands for.
And now, if you're into that kind of thing.
And by that thing, you mean cannibalism?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
they've probably,
I'm talking to
they've
you,
got
Frank
the cannibalism demo locked.
All the Donners are going, when's it on?
Cannibal Lecter's like, I'll have some fava beans while I eat this.
So, big news about Disney Plus. Big news, we get to wait a whole nother year before we can hand them our money.
we're handing our money to them, like Star Wars, Marvel. I'm surprised they haven't bought the Transformers.
That's
like,
right.
Yet, like,
and Pixar you're giving, and National Geographic.
You are giving your money to Disney already. This is just another way that you are giving your money to Disney.
So here's the deal. They say it's going to be cheaper than the probably lowest level on Netflix. So that would make it $6.99? Yeah, the lowest level, $7.99.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So they'll probably make it $6.99. I think they should start at $5.99.
Well, the thing about it is, like, Disney ain't hurting.
No.
Like, they can do this at a loss or at a lower price point to the point that they can dig into Netflix subscription base.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they have got them at a point that they feel like, or they can just kill Netflix. Like, I'm, or get them, you know, at least like with their head on the chopping block. Because they can price this as low as they want. Because it's not like, Disney has enough money that they don't have to make bukus of cash off this at its inception.
And they already have a massive audience. And if they buy anything else, it's just going to get bigger.
And if they don't generate content one for this, they have got the entirety of the 20th Century Fox catalog and Disney catalog.
90 years of stuff.
At their fingertips. And I'm saying, like, and they are doing original content.
Yeah, and that's
the
thing.
Oh, my gosh, their original content.
Holy.
Yeah,
I think this is what you're leaning toward.
Yes. So let's talk about Tom Hiddleston, please. It's true. There's going to be a Loki thing.
Which, I'm that is spectacular news.
Very excited about that.
And like I said, I don't know a lot about it because they're not sharing a lot of information about it.
Don't care.
This, I mean, well, okay, it's been out for quite a few months now. I feel like I can say this. And if you haven't seen Avengers Infinity War.
What's wrong with you? And you're not listening anyway.
Loki supposedly dies, as he has done in, I think, every film he's appeared in the Marvel Universe. So maybe he's not. I don't know.
Loki, the character, is like Sean Bean, the actor.
Yeah. That is pretty on point. Maybe this is the reason why they don't have him, or maybe this is the reason why he was killed in Infinity War. They needed to make sure his time was freed up to do a TV show, it's Disney. So maybe they actually own the copyright to Tom Hiddleston now, and they can do whatever they want with him. They actually killed Tom Hiddleston in the movie because they own him. I don't know. But I'm saying, like, if they did that, so that kind of similar to what they did with Coulson in Avengers.
Yes.
After he was killed and he goes to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., maybe this is kind of their, because that was their premiere, that was the first show they did on ABC, right?
I think
yeah,
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if this is going to be Disney, it's Disney Plus, right?
Yes.
If this is Disney Plus's, like, genesis for their Marvel Universe shows that are in no way, well, very tentatively related to the ABC and Netflix shows, but almost their own, probably their own universe. This is a great point to jump in at.
Mm-hmm. And Red Witch, is that it? No.
Scarlet Witch.
Yes.
She's going to have her own show.
Scarlet's a
much like Daredevil in that she dresses in red and lost her vision.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
She will. It's Scarlet Witch and Vision. So they're bringing both
actors
back.
To be in one show or to have two different shows?
One show.
It's going to be like a romantic comedy. It's going to be like Bewitched.
All right.
Like,
well,
Scarlet Witch
wants to have a normal life, but Vision wants to keep using science fiction technology from the future.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Viz, quit phasing through things. I will do what you wish.
I see. Okay, I'd watch that. Now,
that's not what the show's going to be about.
Are you sure, though?
I'd love it. And she's a witch. Instead of calling it Bewitched, call it Scarlet Witched.
Nice. There you go. Scarlet Witched. Scarlet Witched.
And halfway through the first episode, they change Vision actors.
If only they'd done that in the movie. I said it then. I maintain that. They should have changed him halfway through the movie.
Just switch Will Ferrell out and make no reference to it.
Correct. That's how it should have happened.
I agree.
Anyway, on Disney Plus, that's why you can't find Phineas and Ferb for free anywhere, because Disney said, nope, I'm taking it back.
All of Disney's, like, all of the licenses other places had are expiring, and they're like the Marvel movies. I think just about everything is currently on Netflix right now. Correct.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is the last movie that's going to hit Netflix.
And as soon as that expires, like they're all heading over there. Mm-hmm. And until Disney goes bankrupt, which by the way, is not going to happen.
Yes.
They have so much money. At a certain point in our lifetimes, Disney dollars will become U.S. currency.
And I know that Walt Disney's head is just laughing and wishing he had hands to count the money.
And he's using like that android voice that they've replaced his voice with. Ha, 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 ha.
No, but higher like Mickey.
Ha, 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 ha. Or no, Mickey's there talking to him while he's got the android laugh doing the ha, ha. And Mickey's like, ha, ha, ha. Hey, Goof, come here.
Hey, kids.
Look at that. We own the world.
I think that's exactly how it's going to go.
And Donald gets in there, too.
I know. So, Disney Plus is something I know I plan to subscribe to.
See, they've got. See, look
already.
At it.
I mean, already.
I'm talking about them dominating everything. Yet I am sitting here thinking the thing, just going, well, I got to clear up some money to make sure we can get the monthly subscription service to that too.
Now, not on Disney Plus, but on CBS All Access. I don't know why I've forgotten her name, but the captain from Discovery that went for you up to date on your Discovery?
Yeah.
Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah.
She's going to get her own show as the captain. Because remember, now she...
Oh,
the good
okay.
Captain
I,
was
I,
killed.
I thought we were still talking about Disney Plus, and I'm like, what Marvel that, character
that's why I
is
then
she?
Said on CBS
Is this
All
her character
Instance?
From Crazy Rich Asians? Did Disney do that?
Yes, she's going to play that character, but be in command of a starship.
That's a weird pull, but... I mean, CBS must know what they're doing.
They do. So, and I'm going to assume, much like Discovery, you can only watch it if you subscribe to that.
I know that, like, everybody just assumed this because anybody that knows me knows how much I love Star Trek. The fact that we are getting multiple Star Trek shows, mm-hmm. like, overlapping, like, different time periods.
It's exciting.
Like, I'm gonna let you know, 10-year-old me like just messed himself. Mm-hmm. Like that's how exciting.
Yeah, I mean, this is golden age.
Patrick Stewart is returning to a role that I was certain he was done with after Nemesis. Like the only way that this gets better is if they somehow talk William Shatner back. I'm just do a 5-episode mini. Let him and Patrick Stewart be like roommates. In the Captain Picard show, I don't care. William Shatner is on the other end of it, okay? Like, he has fewer days ahead than, like, he has behind.
Mm-hmm.
I need William Shatner to be back as Captain Kirk before he inevitably goes into the Nexus, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I need that. I need it.
What if they decided to do an original series... prequel that's just Kirk and others that William Shatner could voice.
I would deal with that. If they wanted to do a parallel universe that somehow him and Chris Pine got stuck in, and for some reason, like the show's called Kirk's, and it's just about them dealing with problems the way two Captain Kirks would, I would watch that show. I don't care the reason.
By the way, is Chris Pine signed on to the next Star Trek?
I think the story is about James Kirk and his father. You can't do that movie without James Kirk.
But his father
is
Thor.
I don't believe he's out.
Listen, he appeared for what? 3 minutes in the original.
Yes, but he
and
was
I
so pretty.
Listen, I like Chris Hemsworth.
And there are many Hemsworth brothers.
I was just going to say
it's like
it
a
could
bald
be another
one.
Hemsworth.
If not, just pick one and put a blonde wig on him, okay? They all have square jaws. They are all built like they are chiseled from Greek statues. I'll deal with it. Or just recast it. But Chris Pine probably needs to stay as Captain Kirk. We can agree on that?
Yes, but I would feel a greater sense of closure if I could have Thor as his father.
I agree. But I guarantee you, like, that guy ain't cheap now. He ain't cheap like he was when 2009 Star Trek came out.
Yeah.
Like, now that... Whenever, whatever he says, like, he can be like, listen, I was one of the main leads in Avengers Infinity War. I don't know if you have heard of that, that movie, but it grossed $2 billion.
And we haven't mentioned Ragnarok at all, so let's bring that up.
Which we do.
I haven't watched it in a whole week. Wow.
Have you been sick? Are you all right?
Yeah, something wrong with me.
Did you fall asleep?
How much is CBS All Access?
$5.99.
It's cheap, yeah.
So it's $5.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking Disney Plus might be $1 more a month?
Probably.
Okay, so
and in most cases, CBS All Access, I think, offers the first month free?
Yes.
I believe?
So as a consumer,
for like $12,
I'm piling up my subscription services. We've already talked about several of them tonight. At what point does CBS All Access get cut in favor of Disney Plus? Because that lineup, two Star Wars series, three like Marvel series starring the actors from the movies.
But wait.
What I do with CBS All Access, and
I think we all do.
whenever they drop a new Discovery, I subscribe to it.
There's your money.
Whenever Discovery goes on hiatus for a month or a couple weeks or whatever, I drop it. Like right now, CBS All Access does not have the library that is just like I can always find something on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Plus, I think they're going to make sure that they have enough Marvel, Disney, they're going to have enough content that it is constantly like in a never ending loop. Like there's never a point that like I go a couple weeks without getting new content.
Mm-hmm.
Like you stifle this to the point that like the Loki show, whenever it ends, like Vision and Scarlet Witch, I don't know how they do it, but I'm saying like there's enough that like the Star Wars show and the Marvel shows, they don't need to overlap. I keep it where I have to keep that subscription. Right now, CBS All Access doesn't have that. Like, because I'll guarantee you that the Discovery Captain show and the Picard show aren't going to drop at the same time. And no. Discovery. Like, and I just.
But CSI, Adam.
Right. Which one? Like,
any of them.
CSI, New York, Miami, Sacramento, Cookville.
Boise,
is there a Cookville one? Maybe. I don't.
And let's not forget Amazon Prime. Next year, I hope it's next year, is the Lord of the Rings show. Don't tell me it's 2020.
I think it's further out.
Okay.
Jane, how long did the
I know.
The Lord of the Rings trilogy put together?
I want it now.
What
do we want, Lord of the Rings?
I hate your first world problems for you. Oh, the Lord of the Rings TV show on a subscription service that I want is 365 days away.
I just want clean water.
What will I do? Oh, I'll watch Thor Ragnarok.
It's a huge problem for me. Now, here's one last commentary. Back in the day when we had the whole, well, it still exists, but I had satellite and all this stuff. I remember there was a time when I was paying, let's just say, $125 a month for TV.
That's not inaccurate, yeah.
Or maybe even $150. Because, you had to have everything. Now, it's almost like we're going back in that direction, money-wise. Because part of cutting the cord is I own my Roku or my smart TV. I don't have to keep paying you stuff for the, please get the satellite off my roof. And then it's just the monies. If you want to have it all right now, you've got...
Well, I think enough of those subscription services saw the bank that Netflix was putting back, and they're like, we're giving them content.
Which is as it should be, America.
Now, but I'm going to remind you, like, whenever Fox, Paramount, and Warner Brothers saw what the networks were doing, like, Disney purchases ABC, and they've essentially got their own network, and they're just making bank off that. You got CBS, you got NBC. Paramount was like, we want a piece of this action. Does anybody remember UPN? Name me five shows on UPN that are not Star Trek Voyager or SmackDown. Okay? Name me.
What, wasn't Buffy on UPN for a little bit?
It was on both. Like,
there's one.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, Warner Brothers, when they did the WB.
Yeah.
Name me shows that are not Homeboys in Outer Space, like Smart Guy or Platypus Man. Like
Herman's Head? That was Fox.
You're right. Now, Fox somehow transitioned into that, like, they actually became a legitimate network. But I'm going to remind you, the first couple years of Fox, like, again, name me two shows that are not Married with Children or The Simpsons that were on Fox at its inception. Like, now, like, they've had the NFL license. all of these different subscription services will not transition and become Hulu's or what, right. what I'm pretty certain Disney Plus will end up being. Like, and I think CBS All Access may be the subscription service that does not.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I like, they've got Star Trek, and that's a legit license. But what else do they own?
Right.
I'm saying, like, UPN and WB just, like, they went along at such a way that, like, life support was constantly being put to those, and to the point that both of them died combined and became the CW.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, Supernatural did start as a WB show.
This is a true story. Yeah. Okay, there's three.
The WB.
Homeboys in Outer Space, Supernatural, and Smallville, all right?
And I was so afraid it'll get canceled because I like it. It gets canceled. It's kind of
well,
a thing.
Well, you'll have to deal with the 300 episodes that are currently available.
Hey, Veronica Mars is still kicking too.
They're
coming back to Hulu.
Oh, okay.
You can't kill that thing. Like, it's like Firefly.
No, you legitimately cannot kill that show.
Speaking of Firefly.
What?
Speaking of Firefly, there is an episode on season 3. I think it's episode 23
of Castle, where he dresses as
the American housewife.
Oh, okay, all right.
With Nathan Fillion dressed as our favorite captain, he's in 80% of the show, and you need to watch it.
He also showed up in a Halloween episode of Castle dressed as Mal Reynolds.
Yes,
and I know that I need to let it die. And
this one, oh. this one, he's basically quoting you.
But I love it.
I think you really need to see it. It brought a tear to my eye and made me love him even more. And I didn't think
that you
was
could
possible.
Love Nathan Fillion more. No, like
my heart exploded.
Man, they need to have a detective show where him and Bruce Campbell like solve stuff. I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe like
yeah,
whenever they get older and like because Dick Van Dyke had what Diagnosis Murder, like Angela Lansbury or no, Angela.
She had a show.
Okay, all right. I was
Murder
making sure.
She wrote.
Yeah, okay. I was making sure I was thinking of the right. She had that. When people get old, they solve mysteries.
Yeah.
When Nathan Fillion and Bruce Campbell get to the appropriate age.
Campbell's already there, buddy.
Grumpy old detectives.
Like, because apparently he was about that close to getting a Dick Tracy TV series in the 90s. But Warren Beatty, who owns the rights to the character, wouldn't let it happen.
So,
which
I just want to make
as
a
much
bad
as
movie.
He's done with it since 1990. Why wouldn't you let Bruce Campbell make you money?
He would have been awesome. What with the chin?
You don't even need prosthetics for that man's chin.
No.
Oh, look at that chin.
That movie was not good. Anyway, and yet now we have the watches that we can talk into.
Probably took a certain degree of like inception from Dick Tracy.
Yeah, I think so. So, binge or cringe, you've got Outlaw King. I guess I binged it. I watched the whole movie.
Again, I guess I binged it is not going on the box set. I think I did. I mean, it probably.
Oh, here's what I hate about Charmed. Domino's commercials. I counted 5. The same commercial.
That's also not going on the Blu-ray box set. Here's why I hate Charmed.
Because they
ellipsis.
They showed 5 15-second Domino commercials. The same one. One after the other. Because I counted them. First, I thought I was having a stroke. And then I realized
were stuck in a temporal loop?
Yes.
And
then they played, I don't know, like a car commercial, and then they hit me with the next 5 Domino
commercials. So just eat some Domino's, Jane, and they will stop. That's what that's... They harass you until you get a Philly cheesesteak pizza.
Now, did you watch this on Hulu?
I watched it on the CW.
Okay. Like the app?
The television.
Okay. All right. No. I'm asking because like I've had this same experience.
Yeah.
I've had the same
the
experience,
television?
But typically it has something to do with them just going to the wrong server to feed ads.
It's just,
they did it. Like, they did it through each episode. I think it was by design.
It's like you looking to the side after they go, what do I eat with? Your mouth. My mouth. I eat with my mouth.
So, yeah, if you are a 13 to 25-year-old, I think you're really going to enjoy Charmed, especially if you're a girl.
I'm none of the. I'm just telling you, we're going to have to get these quotes better. Like, it's just, it's hanging out.
Especially if you're a girl. So, that's it. And we have, you're going to watch House of Cards, or at least House of a Card. Just one.
I'll do a single card.
Just one.
Just one card.
Tell me what Princess Buttercup is doing and what.
That is not her character in this.
And have they killed him off?
As I understand from the previews to it, Frank Underwood is dead. The president mm-hmm. Underwood that is currently the president mm-hmm. is his wife, Claire.
Well, you need to tell me if she makes witty asides.
Oh, just turns to the camera.
Yes, because that's what I really loved about it. And I really loved it when he did it, and I really hate that Kevin Spacey's turned out to be not that awesome as a person.
No, he's got a spectacular body of work, but...
Oh, he's got such a great body of work,
Yeah, I know. I would like to know what the actual ending to House of Cards was planned, because I don't think they intended to kill him off this season. I want to know what the actual end point, like, was before they kind of...
I think he was going to get on a motorbike and actually... jump a shark.
that would have been great. Like Kevin Spacey just gets on, puts on a leather jacket, goes, "Hey," and just gets on some skis, and they're just like, I did not think, and they cut to like CNN and the end universe, and they're like, the president has jumped the shark. None of us saw this coming. A very unexpected end for House of Cards. I know, we're in the show, but we recognize what it is.
I felt that happened at the end of season three. So
the guy that was like Underwood is just this unstoppable force. Like, I mean, nothing that he does goes wrong. Like he just, every single plan he's got goes off without a hitch.
It's
he
like,
ends up at the, and as soon as he gets into the presidency, can't do a thing right. Just being tripped. I'm surprised he didn't trip over the cat.
It's like
at some point
he can get on social media and say the craziest things. It's just like that.
You know, there was a point when having an evil president was entertaining to watch as a TV show, and there was, I don't know, let's say 2016, it became less entertaining to watch a man as the president do things that were seemingly evil.
Well, back before we knew that Kevin Spacey was also evil.
And for reals, not just in the show, yeah.
He was saying that they were trying to step up their game as to, is this for real? And then they felt that they were being outpaced by what actually happened.
They're just like, holy cow, that's much better than what we're doing
right.
this season.
Like, we've got to get way off, way unhinged here. So, America.
And that's where the shark jumping came in?
Yeah. I think after, didn't he smother her mother or something?
Fonzie?
I'll leave it at that.
Wait, whoa. What season of Happy? What? Was that the last episode?
House of Cards. Didn't he smother her
mother? Hey, you can't breathe.
Okay. I'm not even going to pursue this any longer. This is enough binging or maybe a lot of cringing on our part. So thanks for listening, though. Thanks for visiting, Bill and
Anna
Grace.
Thanks for having me.
And it was lovely. I think. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.